Parshas Vo'eiro continues the story of the Egyptian exile. The Jewish people were suffering at the hands of Pharaoh and his people. Moses was sent by God to redeem them. He approached Pharaoh with the divine order, "Let my people go." But Pharaoh was stubborn and refused. In fact, he now made things worse for the Jews. The end of last week's parsha thus tells us that this left Moses disillusioned and upset, and he cried unto God in agony, "Why? Since I came to Pharaoh to speak in your name, he made things worse for the people, and you have not saved your people at all." The divine response was, "Now you will see what I shall do to Pharaoh." Parshas Vo'eiro then continues. God spoke to Moses and said to him, "Ani Hashem, I am Hashem," and proceeds with a reaffirmation of the divine promise and covenant to bring out, save, and redeem Israel, and to take them unto him as his nation. Now, what is the meaning of this introductory phrase, "Ani Hashem, I am Hashem, God"? When the Torah speaks of God, we find that God is referred to by various names. For example, Elohim, usually translated as God, or the Tetragrammaton, usually translated as God or the Eternal One, or Shin Dalet Yud, usually translated as Almighty, and so forth. Why so many different names? For people, we have many different names to distinguish one from the other. But there is only one God. Why then all these names? Our sages explain that all these divine names refer to the divine attributes. As God manifests himself to the world and his creatures, and as he is perceived by them, that is how he is referred to. Thus God says to Moses, "You wish to know my name? I am called according to my workings. Sometimes I am called Almighty, sometimes Lord of hosts, sometimes God or Lord." For example, the term Elohim signifies the divine attribute of justice and strictness. Hashem, the Tetragrammaton, which is the ineffable name of the four letters Yud and He and Vav and He, it signifies the attribute of divine mercy and compassion. This distinction between divine names explains the introduction to our parsha. For Moses was afraid. He thought and argued thus, "When you, God, said to me to go to Pharaoh, you spoke to me with the attribute of mercy, for you said that you will redeem the Jewish people. In the meantime, however, things got worse. Maybe the people's sins made them unworthy. Maybe they caused the attribute of mercy to be changed to an attribute of strict justice." God therefore answered him that his fears are unfounded. "Ani Hashem, I am dealing with you and Israel with the attribute of mercy and compassion." The ways of the Almighty are mysterious. We do not always understand them. Sometimes things are perceived and sensed as tough and hard. Our human eyes fail to see the divine mercy. But it is there. God in his infinite wisdom does things in his own perfect way, not ours. This is where we must strengthen and prove our faith and trust in our Father in heaven, whose infinite compassion extends to all his creatures. If we do not see and understand his why and what for, his how and when, it is because of our own limitations, because of our finite human nature. Ultimately, however, we will all come to see, recognize, and experience that Ani Hashem, that whatever the Almighty does, is indeed for our good and benefit.